Hello, and welcome to Family Tree Sagas. We are excited to share the true tales from our own diverse family tree and to remind you that every family tree has its own incredible sagas. These narratives, richly painted with meticulous genealogical research and AI-enhanced creativity, celebrate the legacies that forge our identities. Explore the enchanting Sicilian sagas, uncover the depths of northern Mexico with the Allende Chronicles, and venture into the heart of dispatches from the disputed Texas territories. Each story is a piece of a much larger puzzle, just like the stories in your own tree. So, let's set sail on this journey of discovery together, celebrating the sagas that connect us all.
Sicilian Sagas. Sicily to San Antonio, Chapter 7. Destiny calls in Valedolmo. As the sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows over the rolling hills of Sicily, the narrative shifts back to the quaint town of Olia. Here, amid the buzz of daily life, the family continued their age-old routines, seemingly untouched by the sweeping tides of change that were engulfing the island. In the heart of this close-knit community, Angelo found himself at a crossroads, torn between the comforting embrace of tradition and the whispering winds of change. In the small workshop behind their modest home, Angelo's father, Giuseppe Sebastian, worked diligently. His hands, once skilled in the art of tile making, now crafted leather bags and clay jars with the same precision and care. The scent of tanned leather mingled with the earthy aroma of clay, a testament to a family adapting to survive. Angelo, assisting his father, couldn't help but feel the weight of his family's legacy on his shoulders. The stories of his grandfather, Arcangelo, echoed in his mind, tales of a time when their craft was revered, when each tile told a story of Sicilian heritage. Yet, as much as Angelo revered these tales, he couldn't shake off the feeling of being trapped in a cycle predestined by his lineage. Outside, the streets of Olia buzzed with the day's end. Women chatted animatedly as they prepared the evening meal, children's laughter filled the air, and men gathered in small groups, discussing the day's news. Among them, whispers of Garibaldi's exploits and dreams of an Italy united under one flag grew louder. Yet in this household, such topics were often met with a cautious skepticism, born of years of witnessing promises of change fall by the wayside. As night fell, the family gathered around their dinner table. Conchetta Maria, Angelo's mother, served a hearty meal, as she often did, with a warmth that belied the hardships they faced. Her stories, steeped in the folklore and superstitions of their land, were a nightly ritual, serving as a bridge between the generations seated at the table. In these moments, Angelo felt the timeless pulse of Sicilian life, a life that, despite the changing world beyond Olia's borders, remained anchored in the deep roots of family, tradition, and the enduring spirit of their people. As the family settled around the dinner table, the warm aroma of freshly baked bread and simmering sauce filled the room. Angelo watched his mother, Conchetta Maria, move about with a grace that belied her years, her hands expertly arranging dishes on the table.
Nana Cristina would have been proud, Mama,
Angelo remarked, breaking the comfortable silence. Conchetta Maria smiled, her eyes lighting up at the mention of her mother.
She was a remarkable woman, taught me more about life than anyone else, even how to make this sauce,
she said, gesturing towards the steaming pot. Angelo nodded thoughtfully.
I always admired how she seemed to know everything about everyone in Olia. People really listened to her.
That's true,
Conchetta Maria agreed, sitting down.
She had a way with words and a wisdom about her. She understood the importance of keeping our traditions alive, of passing down our stories and our faith. It's something she instilled in all of us.
She was more than just a housewife, wasn't she?
Angelo asked, his tone reflective.
Much more,
Conchetta Maria affirmed.
She was the heart of our family, and in many ways a pillar of the community. She showed us the strength and influence a woman can have, even in times when our voices were seldom heard outside these walls.
Angelo took a moment to absorb his mother's words, realizing the depth of his grandmother's legacy, a legacy of strength and resilience passed down through the women in his family. but secretly believing it was his own mother that held these grand characteristics. Concetta Maria, the respected matriarch of the family, upheld the traditions and values of a bygone era. Her life, a tapestry woven with the threads of duty, resilience, and unwavering faith, stood as a testament to the vital role women played in 19th-century Sicilian society. Every morning, as the first light of dawn crept over the Sicilian landscape, Concetta Maria began her day with a silent prayer. In her small but well-kept kitchen, she skillfully prepared meals that were much more than just sustenance. They were a celebration of family heritage and Sicilian culture. Her recipes, passed down through generations, told stories of hardships endured and joys celebrated. Concetta Maria's presence in the household was formidable. She was a fountain of wisdom, her words often laced with proverbs and anecdotes from Sicilian folklore. Her advice was sought not just by her family, but by neighbors and friends who revered her as a sage. In her, they found a confidant, a counselor, and at times, a mediator. Her influence extended beyond the confines of her home, into the heart of the community. In a society where men were often at the forefront, Concetta Maria's role was subtler yet equally significant. She was the keeper of traditions, ensuring that religious festivals and family rituals were observed with due reverence. Her hands, though wrinkled and worn, were skilled in the art of embroidery and lace making, crafts that were a source of pride and identity for Sicilian women. Her interactions with her grandsons, Angelo and Gioacchino, were special. She instilled in them not only the values of hard work and integrity, but also a deep respect for their heritage. Her tales of their ancestors were not mere stories. They were lessons in resilience and perseverance. Concetta Maria also played a pivotal role in the local church, organizing community events and charity work. Her devoutness was not just a personal commitment, but a way to strengthen communal bonds. Through her, the fusion of faith and daily life in Sicilian society was vividly exemplified as the sun set on Alia, casting a golden hue over its terracotta rooftops. Concetta Maria would often be found on her modest balcony, gazing out at the town she had known all her life. In her silent contemplation, she embodied the spirit of Sicilian womanhood, nurturing yet strong, traditional yet adaptive, a cornerstone upon which the fabric of society was built. As Angelo and Gioacchino cleared the table after dinner, their conversation took a lighter turn, drifting away from the usual discussions about politics and family duties.
Angelo, have you heard about the new ship that arrived from Genoa?
Gioacchino asked, his eyes gleaming with excitement.
They say it's the biggest ever seen in Palermo's harbor.
Angelo, drawing a plate, raised an eyebrow.
Really? Bigger than the Sicilia?
Much bigger.
Gioacchino confirmed.
And faster, too. They're saying it can make the journey in half the time.
Angelo chuckled.
Imagine that. Traveling from Sicily to Genoa while still having time to enjoy your mother's cooking the same day.
Gioacchino laughed, then grew thoughtful.
It's amazing, isn't it? How fast the world is changing outside Alia. New inventions, new ways of doing things.
Angelo nodded, placing the plate on the shelf.
Yes, it's a different world out there, but some things...
He glanced around their modest kitchen.
Some things like family and tradition remain constant.
Gioacchino smiled, a sense of reassurance in his brother's words.
I guess no matter how fast ships can sail, they can't outrun who we are and where we come from.
As they sat on the small balcony overlooking the quiet street like children again, Angelo and Gioacchino savored the cool evening breeze.
Remember when we used to race up to the Grotte della Gorfa?
Gioacchino asked, a nostalgic smile on his face. Angelo laughed.
You always tried to beat me, but never did.
Gioacchino rolled his eyes.
Well, I was younger, but I bet I could outrun you now.
Is that a challenge?
Angelo teased.
Maybe is.
Gioacchino replied, his eyes sparkling with the same youthful energy. Angelo's smile faded slightly as he looked at his brother.
Those were simpler times, weren't they? Just running up hills without a care in the world?
Gioacchino nodded, leaning back.
Simpler, yes. But I wouldn't trade our memories for anything. Those moments, they're a part of who we are.
The brothers sat in comfortable silence, each lost in their thoughts, yet connected by the unspoken bond of shared memories and dreams. One evening, as the family was finishing their meal, a knock on the door interrupted their routine. Giuseppe Sebastian opened it to find a messenger, weary from travel, holding a sealed letter.
"It's from your cousin in Valedolmo,"
the messenger said, handing over the letter. As Giuseppe read the letter aloud, it revealed an invitation to a grand feast celebrating the theme of family, hosted by their relatives in Valedolmo. The letter mentioned that their beloved great-uncle and aunt, whom Angelo was particularly fond of, would also be in attendance. Excitement filled the room. Angelo, always cherishing the memories with his great-uncle and aunt, saw this as a wonderful opportunity not just to reconnect with distant family, but also to revisit the bonds that tied their extended family together.
"It's been years since we've all been together,"
Angelo said, his eyes lighting up.
"This could be a great chance to see everyone again."
Giuseppe nodded in agreement.
"Yes, it's important to maintain these family ties. Let's prepare for the journey."
In preparation for their journey, the next day in the marketplace of Alia, Angelo and Giuchino were busy purchasing supplies when a commotion caught their attention. A young boy, known to them as the baker's son, had been accused of stealing fruit from a vendor. As the crowd grew tense, Giuchino stepped forward.
"Signore, are you certain of this? He's just a child."
The vendor, red-faced and angry, insisted on the boy's guilt. Angelo, seeing the fear in the boy's eyes, intervened.
"Let's not be hasty. Perhaps there's been a misunderstanding."
We, together, the brothers managed to defuse the situation, vouching for the boy and offering to compensate the vendor. Their calm and fair approach earned them nods of respect from the onlookers. As they walked away, Giuchino said,
"We did the right thing, Angelo."
Angelo nodded.
"Always, Giuchino. We must look out for each other in this town. That's what family and community are all about."
That evening, his father was engaged in his own preparations for the journey.
"Father, let me help with that,"
Angelo offered, taking a seat beside him. Giuseppe smiled warmly.
"Thank you, Angelo. Your hands have become as skilled as any craftsman's."
As they worked side by side, a comfortable silence enveloped them, each absorbed in the rhythmic motions of their craft. After a while, Giuseppe spoke up.
"Angelo, I am proud of you, not just for what you do here, but for the man you've become."
Angelo looked at his father, touched by his words.
"I learn from the best,"
he replied, his voice filled with affection and respect. In the heart of Valedolmo, under a sky ablaze with stars, the feast was a vibrant tapestry of laughter, music, and shared stories. Angelo mingled among relatives, the warmth of family surrounding him. Little did he know, in the midst of this joyful reunion, a chance meeting with Fortunato would unfold, a moment destined to intertwine their paths in the most unexpected of ways. Unseen by Angelo, the threads of fate were already weaving their futures together, setting the stage for a story yet to be told.
Thank you so much for listening to this Family Tree Saga. We know your time is precious. Please like, subscribe, and look for more at familytreesagas.com.